Well, good morning again.
Good morning.
You know, today is kind of a special Sunday because it's not every year that we actually get a Sunday between Thanksgiving and when Advent begins. Often, just depending on how the calendar falls, we would be the first Sunday of Advent. And so I like to think of this day as an opportunity for us to take a breath and decide how it is that we want to celebrate our holidays. You know, that word holiday comes from an old English word that I believe was pronounced hallig dag, which meant holy day. Well, I don't know about you, but sometimes my holy days get filled with a lot of stress and anxiety. I get so wrapped up in trying to make everything perfect, the house, the food, the gifts, and who knows, maybe this year I'll make my own wrapping paper. I won't, don't worry. But I think about it. I seem to always fantasize about this Norman Rockwell Christmas and end up with something that looks more like this. Well, poor Clark Griswold throughout the movie is trying to make everything perfect, and despite his best efforts, it just won't come together in the way that he wants. And I think, like Clark, it's easy for us to get wrapped up in everything there is to do for the season, so much so that I think sometimes we forget what it is we celebrate, because we celebrate not just the birth of Christ, but everything that that birth meant for us and for the world. Which brings me to our scripture lesson this morning. This is a tiny bit of scripture that we find only in the Gospel of Luke, but it offers us a glimpse into what Jesus was feeling as he entered Jerusalem just a week before his death. The people of Jerusalem had just celebrated his arrival. They had thrown their cloaks on the ground in front of him and shouted, "Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." And in just a few short days, some of those same people will be shouting, "Crucify him." Throughout scripture, people fail to recognize the significance of God's presence in the world. So I invite you to consider how these words of this passage might resonate with us today as we prepare once again for the arrival of Jesus. As Jesus came to the city and observed it, he wept over it. He said, "If only you knew on this of all days the things that lead to peace. But now they are hidden from your eyes. The time will come when your enemies will build fortifications around you, encircle you, and attack you from all sides. They will crush you completely, you and the people within you. They won't leave one stone on top of another within you because you didn't recognize the time of your gracious visit from God." You know, the people of Jerusalem had just thrown him a city-wide party, and Jesus weeps. He weeps because they don't understand the things that lead to peace, because they are ignorant to the coming attacks, because they don't recognize their unique time, God walking with them in the flesh. It makes me wonder, when Jesus looks at our community, what causes him to weep? What is it that we miss that could lead to peace? On the days when you or I feel attacked from every side, does Jesus weep, I wonder? Do we recognize our time and our opportunities? And do we honor our holy days, or do we just throw really good parties? Well, I have a friend who has gone on to heaven that you might know too. Dr. Bob Bickle was a United Methodist pastor who worshiped here in his retirement. And if you knew Dr. Bob, you would know he was never short for words. And when he wasn't telling jokes, he spoke a lot of wisdom. And one of the things that Dr. Bob said to me one time is that becoming a national holiday was the worst thing that had ever happened to Christmas. And I thought about that as I've prepared for today, and I looked into the history of Christmas becoming a national holiday. And I realized that the way we celebrate Christmas in our modern tradition is still really a fairly new experience. Once upon a time, Christmas might be recognized with a special worship service, but not much else. People went to work, they went to school. And then there was a period of time when celebrating Christmas was heavily debated among good Christian people, if you can imagine such a thing. Some people feared that celebrating Christmas would actually lead to a perversion of its meaning. So much so that from 1659 to 1681, it was illegal to celebrate Christmas, and anyone exhibiting Christmas spirit would be fined 5 shillings, which I believe is about $150 in today's money. It was only after the Civil War that Christmas was made a national holiday in 1870. Some historians believe it was one way of actually uniting the country after the war. But even then, it began with a tree. And then people began making and selling ornaments, and then gift giving. So we are little more than 100 years into the Christmas we now know that has an anticipated spending of $1 trillion in the United States. So I ask you, how do you experience holiness in the holy days of Advent? Or how might you begin? Well, perhaps it might be some kind of guided Advent reading or family activity. And if that's the case, on the back tables and in Connection Central today, you're welcome to pick up one of these. It's an Advent guide that will go along with the sermon series that Pastor Jared will begin next Sunday. Maybe for you, you'll strengthen your prayer life, or you'll join a small group or a Bible study. Parties and gift giving are fun, and there's nothing inherently wrong with them. But we need to make sure that Jesus at least gets an invite to his own party. One way that I have thought about that this year is thinking about that spending. You know, that $1 trillion is going to be spent. We might as well spend it well. And so in your bulletin this morning, you'll find a list of organizations that offer a variety of products that support various causes. There are global, national, and local causes included in that list. All of the global artisans are produced under fair trade guidelines. On a local level, the Redefined Hope Boutique supports women who are recovering from human trafficking at Hope Center right here in Indianapolis. You know, Haiti has been named the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. To be disabled in Haiti would be devastating poverty. Three Chords is an organization that employs people with disabilities in Haiti. Or maybe for you, maybe instead of giving grandpa another mug or dad another tie, maybe you buy a goat for somebody in another part of the world. That goat gives them milk and cheese and yogurt that they can both eat and sell. That goat literally could save the lives of an entire family. Well, that list is pretty limited, but it's a place to start. I sometimes hear good Christian people lament about the commercialization of Christmas, and maybe Dr. Bob was right. Maybe becoming a national holiday is the worst thing that ever happened to Christmas. And we are the participants. 75% of the United States still identify as Christians. Christian people are the predominant drivers of the commercialization of Christmas. But we have choices. We can spend our dollars well. You know, in our country, we spend $1 trillion on Christmas. It would only take 3% of that money to rid the world of hunger. I wonder what kind of peace the world would know if nobody in the world went to bed hungry. And I wonder if Jesus weeps over that. So what are you doing for holiness' sake in these holy days? How will you stay focused on Jesus when the whole world is telling you you should be completely stressed? I imagine Christ looking over our community and saying, I am the Prince of Peace. You don't have to be attacked on all sides for the Black Friday specials at Walmart. You don't have to feel defeated celebrating my birth because your house doesn't look like the cover of Martha Stewart magazine. And don't even get me started on Pinterest. You know, I am convinced that Pinterest's main goal is just to lower the self-esteem of women everywhere. As a woman who cannot craft, I can't knit, I can't sew. In my own family, I am picked last for teams of Pictionary. The office staff here doesn't even like me to use scissors. But praise God, none of that has anything to do with holiness. I imagine Jesus saying, don't be troubled because your weird uncle is, well, just weird. Don't be troubled because your in-laws are ridiculous or because your spouse's in-laws are ridiculous or because Aunt Bethany said the Pledge of Allegiance for the Christmas Eve prayer. Holiness for the holidays. We are, after all, celebrating the Prince of Peace, the Mighty Counselor, Savior, Redeemer, Light of the World. And that is bigger than the perfect meal or decorations or crazy relatives or crafty deficits. Jesus wept for the people of Jerusalem because they didn't know their time. Well, the weeks of Advent leading up to Christmas, that's our time. That is the time when more people will be open to hearing the story. It is the time that some people will come to worship, maybe for the first time this year. So, by the way, who are you inviting to Christmas Eve service? You know, Christmas has become a commercial enterprise, and I don't like it anymore than the rest of you. But Christians, us, we have the responsibility for showing Jesus to the world. Not the retailers, not the media, not the government. It's us, the church. We are called to shine light in the darkness. And if the world doesn't see Jesus this Christmas, that's on us. So how will you show holiness in these holy days? Because this is our time. It's our time to tell the story. It's our time to show the good news in our actions. We get to choose peace over the chaos that attacks us from every side. I mean, after all, what kind of witness do we have if the Christ followers don't have peace at Christmas? We are called to be salt and light not fretting and frazzled. It's our time to know our time. Invite someone to Christmas Eve service, and whatever brings you closer to Jesus this season, do that. Let's make this the year that we refuse to get caught up in the lies of perfectionism, because we remember where our peace comes from. Let's be holy in these holy days. Amen.